Welcome to another edition of Folk Box, a program for all those who love folk art, hosted by Svetlana Yakimenko. We are continuing our series within a series, Who Lives in Russia? And this is a question we're attempting to answer to the best of our abilities. Over 100 peoples inhabit the territory of our vast country. Our series takes a look at their customs, traditions, myths and legends, folk music, national costumes and cuisine. Today we're going to dwell on the Adygey people, a small-numbered minority, numbering only slightly over 120,000 people, living in their own autonomous region in the south of Russia, near the foothills of the Caucasus. Adygey. Any Russian will immediately think of Adygey cheese. It is a delicious young cheese with a poignant touch of salty taste. And those who love honey will insist that Adygey honey is the best. As to the linguistic associations, these folk have a very unusual language where there are 66 consonants. As someone in the know regarding folklore, let me add that the Adygey people have, quite possibly, the most beautiful folk costumes. The men wear luxurious, close-fitting, long surtout coats called cherkeska, black astrakhan hats and fur capes called burka, an ever-present attribute of it all, a skillfully made dagger. The women wear floor-length dresses of flowing material, delightfully embroidered with golden thread. The sleeves are much longer than the arms, and when a woman flourishes her arms, the effect is as though they are a bird's wings. We'll be right back. One shouldn't confuse the Adige people with a similar sounding word, Adige. These latter are a whole group of Caucasian peoples of which the Adige are an inherent part. And as you can guess, if this is a Caucasian people we're talking of, they all dance the Lezginka. Adige folk have an ancient history. People lived in this part of the world as far back as in the Paleolithic age. My Kop barrow is quite famous. My Kop is the heart of Adige. Finds made in the mound itself are ranked among the treasures of world culture. Particularly famous are gold figures of beasts, representing the so-called beast style. Similarly precious to world culture is the Narti epos. Narti are ancient folk, from which practically all peoples of the Caucasus took their origins. Adige folk are custodians of ancient epic legends and tales, narrating the history of the Caucasus. As a rule, it's the epic tales of heroic battles that are recalled. However, today I would like to narrate for you one in a more lyrical tune. It is an excerpt from the tale about Mother of All Peoples, entitled Shining Like the Sun, Glowing Like the Moon. Where Kubain River dashes across stones, Mother of Narti walked along the shore. Without sun, she shone like the sun. Without moon, she glowed like the moon. A thousand flaxen sheaves she crushed. Spinning wheel with flaxen she took in her left hand, and in her right, a spindle of huge beech. And she wove yarn to use for making clothes for all beloved sons. Over to the music instruments of the Adige. Certainly an air of antiquity emanates from them. Take the mysteriously rustling flute, Kamil. Thank you. a string pizzicato instrument. Shichepshin. Yep, that's the Adige consonants for you. This is the favorite percussion instrument of the Adige folk, pachic. You might well ask what the piano has to do with it all. You see, the Adige melodies are linked with a veritable culture shock experienced in Europe in the 19th century. This occurred after the emergence of the piano piece by Russian composer Mili Balakirev, a connoisseur of music of the Caucasus. He transferred over to the piano revolutionary innovative methods that imitate the sound of Caucasian folk instruments. And his piece entitled Islamé is based on an Adige melody of the same title. Islamé, Islamé, this is a dance popular with these people.
Thank you.
this day, the Adige folk remain true to their traditions and customs. First parents and then school make a point of inculcating the five commandments, which are humaneness, piety, common sense, manliness, and honor. The simplest illustration of the vitality of this code is the following deep-rooted tradition, the building of a new house. They build it all in one joint effort. It's a whole ritual steeped in old traditions. The people arrive at the site. First, they all pay their respects to the old folk, wishing them good health, bowing low before them. Then everyone is fed. After partaking of the repast, everyone gets down to the work, saying to the owners of the future dwelling, "May your dream come true at God's will." And then the work begins. Musicians are summoned to accompany it all. According to the Adige folk, the accordion is particularly helpful in this respect. Thank you. Adige folk of the Caucasus in today's edition of our multi-series, Who Lives in Russia? In Folk Rocks.